Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas on this beautiful Saturday. Well, it's not that beautiful here, my friends. On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025, it's been rather cold here in San Antonio. In fact, this morning we had a little bit of snow in certain sections. Overall, it is a good day because we are here. Let me bring you some updates on what is happening in the city, in the state, and in the nation regarding illegal immigration, my friends. As we have discussed before, we are looking at the second phase of the border crisis. The first phase of the border crisis was a full-blown invasion that we saw the last 4 years since the Biden administration opened up the borders and was letting anybody and everybody in. Well, now we're in the second phase, and this is gathering up the folks that are here illegally and deporting them, removing them, whichever term you want to use, as well as, my friends, the impact that these people have had on our communities, the impact on housing, the impact on crime, the impact on education, the impact that these people have had on America and are having on America, because it continues. We have seen all sorts of demonstrations lately against the Trump administration, against removing them, against deporting them, against ICE, and which is really, really crazy. To me, my friends, when somebody demonstrates against the enforcement of immigration laws, it's similar to somebody, to a bank robber, protesting against laws against theft. I mean, it's absolutely insanity. It's like the drunk driver who protests against being arrested for drunk driving. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But those are the liberals and the leftists. So at any rate, let's jump into the news. So that you can get an update of what is happening. Let me encourage all of you listening to this program, to this podcast. Please share it with your friends. Pass it along on your email. Pass it along through post it on your social media. We've got to get the word out. We've got to share this information with folks. So, let's begin with what is happening here in San Antonio. This past Monday, the 17th, here in San Antonio, there was a panel discussion, a town hall panel discussion, sponsored by the city, sponsored by and broadcast by KSAT 12, ABC affiliate, a very liberal station. And it was very, very interesting because this town hall was nothing but liberals. And it was all liberals talking about how ICE enforcement, the enforcement against the pickup of illegal aliens by ICE, how they feel that it is creating fear in the community. Again, you know, this idea that law enforcement creates fear, that is such a liberal leftist talking point. You know, that's what Black Lives Matter has said about police officers. Police officers create fear in their community. So what do they want? Removal of the Border Patrol completely and totally? No enforcement of immigration laws? I mean, what has happened in communities across the country with defunding the police? The crime has gone up. And, you know, of course, the liberals refuse to admit that, but that's exactly what has happened. And that's exactly what they, I guess, they want that. They want all of these illegal aliens left alone, that they are, that ICE enforcement is creating fear in the illegal alien community or in the Hispanic community, wherever. It's creating fear. That's incredible, my friends. That is this town hall meeting that was held by the city of San Antonio, which included the sheriff of San Antonio, Javier Salazar, and it included the mayor of San Antonio, Ron Nirenberg. I mean, it was, they should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. This idea they want a city without fear was one of the comments. That's like saying, you know, that the city that the city where bank robbers and car thieves can have no fear of the law. Insanity. So I would encourage citizens to speak out about this. Then there was the executive order on Wednesday that was signed by President Trump, which aims to ensure that federal dollars are not used as an incentive to support illegal immigration. Specifically, it was directed at federal agencies to halt benefits being paid to illegal aliens. Now that's a big one, my friends. That is a big one. Most illegal aliens who come in, they receive some type of federal assistance, whether it's through housing, or it's through education funds, whatever. And President Trump has put an end to it. To me, that is fantastic. Another thing that happened this past Monday, the 17th, my good friend Tom Homan, the border czar, he announced that in the last 24 hours, this was this past week, this past weekend, the past 24 hours, the U.S. Border Patrol had encountered a total of 229 illegal aliens attempting to cross the southwest border, the entire southwest border, 229. Now, that was down from a high of over 11,000 a day under Biden. That's the comparison. 229 in a 24-hour period over the weekend compared to 11,000 a day average under Biden. And that is thanks to what President Trump has done, the deportations that are now in full enforcement. You can't say enough good things about that. So, also, now this is a big one. This is another big news item that I want to share with you. Here in San Antonio, the city of San Antonio is spending taxpayer money on housing illegal aliens and criminals through their Housing Trust program. The Housing Trust program is a city-funded program for affordable housing. And since 2021, when the Black Lives Matter movement started taking root in government, city governments across the nation, the Housing Trust Fund, instead of vetting participants in the housing and rewarding good, lawful behavior, these liberals here in San Antonio are now excusing and tolerating and rewarding criminal behavior. Yes, illegal immigration, illegal aliens are criminals. And they are also, the program is also allowing for people who are being released from prison to participate in it. Now, my friends, I can understand if people have made a mistake and being really in prison. Of course, everybody that's in prison is innocent. You know that. Everyone. They'll tell you that they are innocent. But it's their behavior, my friends. When they come out, or illegal aliens, why should we reward illegal aliens? Voters in San Antonio who are citizens, who are lawful taxpaying citizens, they need to speak out to terminate this program because it is undermining and destroying neighborhoods. Furthermore, this program clearly discriminates racially because it is only for low-income persons of color. Low-income is what the Marxists put in there to allow to allow anybody who is low-income, because it's a poverty class, because it's a poverty clash, the clash of classes. So they put in low-income. Well, low-income persons of color. That's racially discriminatory, my friends. Racially discriminatory. It should not be allowed. So, those are the things that are happening here locally. Also, the city of San Antonio has a program that is paid for by city funds that allows for an illegal alien who's on the verge of being deported to hire the city pays for an attorney to defend them from deportation. That's got to be stopped as well, my friends. That's got to be stopped as well. Okay, what else is happening as far as the immigration border crisis goes in our backyards? J.D. Vance explained how securing the border is helping the taxpayers in various ways, including particularly the issue of crime and tax expenditures. The liberals will not believe that, the media will not believe that, but the amount of money that illegal aliens use in various ways and use from education to health benefits, et cetera, all of that, all of those benefits, all of that money that goes to illegal aliens is being put an end to it, and it's going to save money for the American taxpayer. Also, Elon Musk has described how he and the Doge team stepped in after FEMA sent money to New York City for illegal aliens, to house illegal aliens, and that in violation of the presidential executive order. And again, a meltdown by the liberals and by the news media, because they didn't want to believe that illegal aliens were using that much money, and they have found millions. In fact, I believe it's $2 billion with a B, that New York City was expending. Yep, that's what. There is also the issue that a news item from Secretary Kristi Noem, the new health, Homeland Security Secretary, that she says that until all public safety threats are deported from the United States, she cannot ensure that another American family won't lose a child at the hands of a illegal alien criminal. We don't know how many illegal alien criminals and terrorists were let in during the Biden administration. And now, tracking them down, finding them, and deporting them, that is amazing. Now, here's a very, very interesting news item right here, my friends. Very, very interesting. There is an ad that has been put out by the Department of Homeland Security here in the United States and also abroad. And you know what this ad says? It tells, the one here in the United States tells illegal aliens to leave now. Leave on your own. Save yourself any problems for the future that you may want to come back into the United States legally. Leave now. That's what the ad says to illegal aliens in the United States. Leave now. The one in the foreign countries, it tells them, don't come. Now, my friends, for years I have been trying to see if this message could be transmitted by the Spanish-speaking media to tell Latin America, don't come illegally. Don't come illegally. And they never have. Now here it is. Somebody in the Biden and the Trump administration has gone ahead and taken the message and they're running with it, and I think it's fantastic. The message again, the one here in the United States, it tells them to leave. Leave now, save yourself problems and troubles. And the one in Latin America, in foreign countries, it says don't come illegally. Don't come illegally. I love it. I think it's a wonderful thing. Also, Immigration Reform Law Institute, EARLY as it's called, the Immigration Law Institute, on behalf of a client called named that's called Save Jobs USA, has petitioned the Supreme Court to review a case that challenges the authority of Homeland Security to allow aliens, illegal aliens, to take jobs in the American economy, which are being created each year. Early, the Immigration Reform Law Institute has shown that it only has the authority to implement statutes passed by Congress rather than acting on its own to create jobs. This is what was happening under the Biden administration. Under the Biden administration, everybody and anybody that could provide a benefit, any agency that could provide a benefit to an illegal alien was doing it. And the Department of Labor, Department of Interior, they cannot do that. It is only Congress that can designate the immigration laws that allow for employment of illegal aliens, or aliens, period. And no illegal alien should be having a job. None. So hats off to the Department of, the Immigration Reform Law Institute. The last item that I've got for you, my friends, the last item comes from my good friend Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd has been reporting at the border, beyond the border, in Panama. He's been reporting all sorts of things. Now, like all of us, he is focusing on what is happening in our backyard. And he's reporting about how a former state police officer in Brazil was arrested and charged in Brazil for taking part in the murder of 11 teenagers, but who has still got into the United States on a tourist visa and stayed here for years. And that is the latest situation, the latest example of a mass murderer who slipped into the United States. He slipped in three times, my friends. Three times. It is shown that he had come in three times, deported, and then come back in. It's incredible. This guy named Antonio José de Abreu Vidal Filho, snuck in. He came in 2015, and then he came in again in 2017, and he was finally caught and detained. And it's amazing, my friends, that he was on the verge of being released by the Biden administration. He was held up by a few technicalities, but they were going to release him. This guy is a mass murderer. My friends, once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Thank you for joining our podcast today. Please, my friends, ask your local politicians to do what they must to clean up this mess that was left behind by the previous administration of illegal aliens all over the place. The best way to do is ask them, why should illegal aliens get any kind of benefits? What's the point of being a legal citizen if they can get benefits, if they can get rights, if they can get privileges? What's the point? I mean, it is outrageous that taxpayers are paying for people who came into the country illegally, and we are having to pay for it. Please join me on other podcasts. Go to George Rodriguez, El Conservador. You can find me, George H. Rodriguez, in social media. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on X. Well, X is Twitter. And you can follow me now also on TikTok. And soon I will be on other social medias. But my friends, just look for me. And I do daily updates. I provide daily information about what is going on and commentary, because what I do is I translate to you what is happening, what the news media reports. I retranslate it, because oft times, as you know, the media will give you one side of the spin. So until next time, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay safe.